John had to go back to work yesterday just to recover from the last week. I made the mistake of saying that to my boss.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Daggett County Commission and RDA meeting. It's Tuesday, September 2nd, 2025 at 9:06 a.m. We'll begin with the invocation offered by Jordan Hewitt, and then we'll have the Pledge of Allegiance.
Our dear kind Heavenly Father, thank you for this day and the beautiful weekend that we had. We hope all of our travelers made it home safely that visited this area. We ask you for guidance during this commission meeting for all those in attendance to make good decisions and have the best of this county in mind. We ask you to please bless Leonard and Miranda Isaacson, that his healing journey can still continue. Give them strength and the courage that they need to get through it. Thank you. We say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Please rise and join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Welcome, everyone. Appreciate you being with us today. After a successful Labor Day weekend in the courthouse today, we have all three county commissioners, Nicole White from the clerk's office, Peggy White and Jordan Hewitt from Economic Development and Tourism, Kent Bond and Lynn Sittard. And I know I should go with that. That's close enough?
Close enough.
Okay.
I always do it, Ryan. I put the North Dakota accent on it.
And then virtually, we have Bart Jensen with Jones and DeMille. I believe that's everybody online. Bart, can you hear us all right today?
I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Thanks for being with us.
You bet.
All right. I would entertain a motion to go in and out of the RDA agenda.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second the motion.
Motion and a second to go in and out of the RDA. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All right, we have a set of minutes to review from Tuesday, August 26th. Let's do that at this time.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of Daggett County Commission and the RDA for Tuesday, August 26, 2025.
I'll second the motion.
We have a motion and a second to approve as presented the meeting minutes from Dagg County Commission and RDA meeting from Tuesday, August 26, 2025. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right. Issue updates. Any discussion on the RDA? Or the MBA, the Municipal Building Authority? Affordable workforce housing. Any updates on the self-help program? EMS, EMT, Sheriff's Office updates.
Yes, sir. Do you have an update on Leonard? I haven't heard anything.
The last one was is that they did surgery and he had a low-grade fever that's passed. They did surgery to remove the, what was that?
Impella something,
and that he's doing pretty good. He's still got a ways to go.
He's able to talk.
He's able to talk now, and that was a big thing. Of course, with Leonard, I'm not sure if that's a good thing.
We know damn sure it is, because if his sense of humor is there, that's good.
Yeah,
now, whether we receive it
or not, two different things. I told him I was going to hang on until he was capable of eating a whole jar of pickles, because that's his favorite food, and I'm going to take him a jar of pickles to eat.
Both Leonard and Lorinda really do appreciate all of the messages that they're getting, the comments, the support, and they're just really appreciative. It's really raising their spirits, especially Lorinda's right now.
So we need to find a bouquet of some, stinkweed or something.
No, you know what? I think the ones, if we could get them to shape the flowers in a one-finger salute.
I get a balloon of that sort.
Just knowing how he was communicating when he had the sign.
Yeah. And the sign will just say, just wanted to say hello.
We love you.
Hey, bye. Because he would like acting like he hangs up. He gets into this conversation. He's like, all right, see you later. And then he hangs up so fast.
Thank God he's with us.
Yes, agreed.
All right, updates on the airport discussion. Kent, did you have anything for us today?
Yeah, a couple of things. One, I don't know, he was supposedly going to look into crack sealing that airport this year or sometime it was supposed to be scheduled for. I'm still really pushing hard on getting that done this year. Did you get anybody go out and look at those?
I've looked at it.
It needs it this year. You're going to have nothing next year.
Well, it's going to need sand.
And I kept asking about it. I keep hearing, the state's going to come and look at it. I don't know. You guys should have the power to get after somebody. I'm just telling you, it needs it this year, period. I don't care what it takes. It's really bad shape. So, anyway, the other thing I have is, and I'm sorry I didn't get with you, Randy. I was just kind of town somebody's going. But I have a friend that actually I've known my whole life. He was my partner in Sky Park Airport, helped do it. He lives in Dutch John. He's been flying. He's off that. He has more landings at Dutch John and takeoff than anybody there. His name's Bob McCall. I talked to him about liking to make him the airport manager at Dutch John. I wanted to get with Randy first on that. I think Jack knows him. He's been there he has a house there. He lives there all the summer long. And he lives right down by the airport. He probably knows everybody at the airport and stuff like that. He's very knowledgeable. He's right there. He knows everybody. I would like to have him come up, introduce you, or maybe talk to Randy at first, because I'd really like him to be the airport manager up there, and I'll be the airport manager here. And he's as knowledgeable. He's been flying as long as I have. He's my partner at Sky Park Airport. I just think it would be a really good fit for that. and then I don't have to run up there and see things. Like I said, I meant to take this to Randy first, but I just bring it up right now. If you guys would like to consider it, I'd have him come to a meeting and talk to you, or at least come talk to you first, Randy, or whatever.
Well, I think appropriate to do it here.
So anyway, he's as qualified as I am, maybe more. So I think it'd be very valuable because he's up there all the time in the summer. He has a house right on the road that goes to the airport. He doesn't fly anymore, but he, you know, like I say, I don't know anybody that's landed there more than he has, and he knows, he's quite knowledgeable. He's lived in, he bought a house when they first come up for sale. When the government put him up for sale right there. And he lived there before in a trailer court, but he was playing the board. So, you know, if you guys would consider, I would highly recommend it. And if you want to say anything, Jack, I think you know him, right?
I know him. I don't get a visit with him a lot, but I know who he is. And I think anybody like that would be very, very helpful. And knowing just with Kent's endorsement, I think it's a wise decision if he's willing to do it.
Does he work for the same price you do?
Yeah, I totally know the price. I told you to get a raise every year, a double salary.
Okay.
More or less like I am, just an advisory. You know, but he's really knowledgeable in that airport.
I think that'd be good.
So if you'd like, or something like that, get him at the next meeting or whatever. I assume you want a meeting first.
Yeah, we want to hear from him that he's willing to do it. And, you know, I think it's good. Yeah, I'm in favor of it.
Okay. Well, then if you want, I'll try to do that for the next meeting, next Tuesday. Then.
Next Tuesday may not be the best time for us to be there.
It's canceled next time.
That's what my point is.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it'd be only 2 weeks.
2 weeks? Okay, 2 weeks. I'll let him know then. Thanks. Glad you brought me up. I can sneak out early now.
Thank you, and glad to have you back.
Well, yeah, I'm glad to be back. It's been a long time.
If I like the sign that you got.
Well, you got me one more year. That'll be a year before I'm moving. I got a chance to move to Hawaii. I'm 88 years old, and my doctor told me, you know, you may have 5 more good years, but that's it. So, and Hawaii's the closest I'll ever get to heaven, so, you know. Yeah. Well, that's a proposal. That doesn't mean it's going to happen, but I'll be around for another year.
Well, what if the sign works out, you can leave earlier?
No.
Okay.
I'll let you know. Since I'm paid so much, I'll give you at least 3-day notice. Maybe.
So as we don't make you mad.
No, I'm going to plan on coming back every summer, too, so hopefully, you know, I kind of love this place. Been here forever. You know, I took Jordan flying when she was, 8 years old, so.
So, with Kent being back in town, we need to get that meeting scheduled that we talked about with trying to remember
the Campbell.
Yeah. What was his first name?
And that's John. Bob knows, I think, who the top guy.
What was his name? Do you remember?
I might have put it in my phone.
Anyway, you know who I'm talking about. The director, the airport director in Vernal.
Yeah.
And also Civco and all the people that ought to be in that meeting.
And may I ask, what are you guys going to do about Crocsdale? How do we force it? You need to do it right before snow.
Well, typically they do crack seal in the winter times when the cracks are opened up.
Well, they do it in the spring or the winter. No, they do it just before
spring
winter.
And fall.
Just in the fall. They do it in the fall. Yeah. But we need to.
It seems like spring was the time. Spring was the, before they're all closed up.
Well,
they're being wide open.
Yeah. they're wide open now. No, some of them close it down. Yeah, well, yeah. You should probably do it in November, well, October probably, I would say. I don't, depends on that. I'm not an expert on the crack size, what they, but it really is a crack seal. And I can't get out of breath when it was and when it's supposed to be, and he just keeps telling me, yeah, the state will come and check it out. See, the state is like all government, you know, they said once every 5 years. It doesn't matter if you had a hole in your runway, it would be once every 5 years. So, you know, I mean, put some pressure on the state. And I thought he told me he was going to have state guys come up and look at the cracks. But I haven't heard anything back from him on that. All right. But I'm going to be in town for the next couple of weeks, so whatever. I'm not going to go for lunch.
Okay.
I'm just going to sneak out there. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thanks, Kent.
Let you guys handle all that other stuff.
We'll jump down the list to public comment. I think that Matt might be here for that issue for public comment. Do you have any public comment today, Matt?
Yeah. I just wanted to report on our weekend. Thank you guys. Thanks.
Thank you.
For the support, the financial support, getting to use the facilities, the crew, the guys, everything.
In the garbage and doing the extra work.
Yeah, thanks. You guys helped us have a very successful weekend. Very successful. It was great. And the junior rodeo yesterday went off without a hitch. The pro rodeo had all the stuff out of the way and back to how it was. And the stands are still there, but there was people sitting in the stands yesterday.
Yeah.
So nobody complained or said anything about having them still up. Everything went great.
Good.
And the junior rodeo ladies in the work in the crow's nest was very happy with the way the crow's nest was left. It was cleaned up. Said it was cleaner than it had ever been. The electronic stuff was all put back together, and all they did to turn it on and went to use them. So it was all excellent.
Good. But thank you for and the rest of the committee, PRCA Rodeo Committee, Cow Country Junior Rodeo Committee, for your work as well. It's a good partnership, and I didn't make it to the rodeo yesterday, but I went both Friday and Saturday to the PRCA, and it was good. It was a great event.
Our attendance was, the wood stands were crammed full. You couldn't have fit a mouse in there, but
yeah,
because of the rain. the open stands
on Friday
were half probably, but on Friday, but everything was full, and I believe Brent said that our ticket check-in numbers were over 1,750.
It doesn't quite equate to the people part all the way, but it was,
yeah.
I think he's get, until he can pull all the math together, right around 1,300 is what we're anticipating that to be.
For paid seating.
Paid seating and the sponsor seats. But we can account for 1,700 tickets being bought, sold, or given out to the sponsors.
Check, yeah. But some of them didn't register either.
Right.
Wouldn't register. Little glitches like that. Somewhere between 1,750 and plus.
Yeah. Like that. Yeah, felt like a lot of people.
Yeah.
It was good.
So, great. Last year we had 150 standing room only tickets sold. So we added more seating, about that much more seating, about 140 to 50. And we had four standing room only seats sold this year. So.
It's good. Yeah, I think we were in the on Saturday, at least the seating, you know, the, what did you call it, the sponsor seating, was pretty full. There was
Saturday.
It was hard to find a seat. We did find them, but it was hard. So, looked great.
We got them bleachers purchased, and with helping the guys set them up and everything, I got some ideas to throw at it for next year to make some changes and make the north side better, a little steeper.
Oh, good.
I came up with some ideas, and they're fairly simple. Well, it takes hands to do it, but they're fairly simple to put up. So I think we can,
good. They felt good. Morning. Felt good and strong. And
then one compliment that I got Saturday morning from a fellow that's been doing rodeos and everything else for years and years and years, selling ropes, going to rodeos. He said, I want to tell you you're doing it right from his perspective. He said, that was NFR sound. He said, I don't know how you did it, but you're doing it right. And I said, guess what? Doyle Atkinson, who's the guy doing the sound for the building, does the NFR. He says, we'll keep it up.
It was good sound.
And so just, and that was V6, and V6 was very happy with all of the streaming stuff that we do for the Cowboy Channel. There were some glitches, but it was more on the other side. It wasn't anything to do with our facility stuff, and it was tremendous. Are there things we can still work on to improve? Absolutely. The nice part is we got the want to try and do it better, and with the county's help and our help with the county, I think you said it well, with the partnership. And are there times where there's intensity? Of course. But the fact that we're all friends and we figure out how to work it out, thank you. Thank you, thank you. From both ways, as a commissioner, but also as being a part of that board.
And a participant.
Yeah.
No, that was a lot of fun. And sitting there, looking over the valley, that's what a sight. What a place to have a rodeo.
It's, yeah, them guys beautiful. From out of town, the contractor and stuff, they couldn't believe where they was.
Yeah. It's a special place.
And we had the other TV channel there too. I mean, the national recognition that the county will get from that.
Yep.
It's huge.
Yep. Yeah, pretty great. So thanks, Matt.
Yeah.
Did you have anything else?
Thank you, guys.
Okay.
It's a thank you.
Well, while we're kind of on the weekend, Peggy and Jordan, do you want to go over all the other stuff that happened over the weekend?
Well, and I do want to say something. Thank you for the collaboration. Hopefully we left the right gates open and different things, and we had vendors crossing over back and forth.
We did.
And hopefully the rodeo helped, because we had people asking us, what's going on over there? Or, hey, we heard the museum's open. And so we were kicking people that way to say, yeah, go do it.
We had a lot of attendance in the museum, so thank you. I was shocked at home because we didn't really have anybody stationed there. But there was a lot of comments made and a lot of sign-ins in the main museum, so it was definitely visited quite a bit. So we did get a few donations, some cash donations and book sales and T-shirt sales for the museum.
And I'll get the check for the museum as well.
It was busy. It was very, very busy. One thing I want to do is I very, very much want to thank the couple of people that volunteered and really worked their tail ends off. I really want to come up with a better system than just to be able to say thank you to them. The work that they provided was just we wouldn't have carried it off without them. We would not have. There was so many people and so much stuff to do. And I want to very much give Kay, on the record, a huge, huge thank you. That guy worked his tail off. He didn't just handle county stuff. He was all over the place. Vendors that came in, we had several that were, we had one lady that was by herself with a newborn baby as a vendor, and he helped put her tent and everything up and her table, and he was just all over the place. He was all over the place helping with so much stuff.
There was a lot of people over there.
There was. It was a lot. I mean, like you say, we've got some things that we can definitely improve on, questions that we didn't ask up front, like accessibility means for some people that were vendors there.
Yeah.
But again, they didn't tell us, so it was kind of a...
It's a dynamic.
Yeah, it's a dynamic.
Situation.
It's a two-way street on some of that. But the parade, oh my goodness, we had so many compliments on the parade. They said that parade was one of the best ones they've seen in years. In the attendance, we had 23 people that signed up. Miss Lorinda's, hers would have been really cute. She was doing Toy Story, and she had her daughter running behind it with a little dinosaur that chases the truck down the street.
That would have been so cute.
For the kids, but the parade, we had so many comments. Not sure who the horseback riders were in the parade because I didn't get to see it.
Yeah.
Oh, it was
no.
Yeah, it was the royalty.
Yeah, we had the royalty. We had
from the rodeo.
Red Canyon horses.
Red
they brought
Canyon
their,
had a wagon or horseback.
Yeah, just horseback. They
horseback.
Brought the, their outfitters down, and then we also had Adam and Lisa Roundy's team
in it.
Yeah.
We had lots of comments about seeing horses in the parade again. I guess that's not happened. I haven't been to all the parades, but we hadn't seen it too long.
I think we've had I think Red Desert's been the only horses for a while.
Yeah.
Cheerleaders. Yeah, we had cheerleaders for a long time, and we got the cheerleaders in it.
Yeah. Somebody asked me, they said, so how many kids are in the school? And it was just standing there watching it because the slack was over. And I said, well, you just saw them.
They just went by.
Pretty much.
In the three different groups or four, however many folks they had.
I interviewed a lot of people. I was just walking around during Daggett Days asking about like what their favorite tradition is of Daggett Days and things like that. So I've got a lot of cool kind of footage to put together for posting and stuff. But a lot of compliments are like, this is awesome. Like, thanks for bringing it back. Because I guess Daggett Days have kind of dwindled.
I know.
So.
I guess so.
Yeah. That was really good.
Thank you for your work.
Absolutely.
I had to park by the high school to walk down to the vendor fair. So it's good. I was happy to walk.
Speaking of that,
oh yeah,
a huge thank you to the Tinker family for opening up that field and letting us park over there and allow more for everything else on this side. Yeah,
that felt a lot better. having the rodeo contestants over there.
It looks like it worked pretty good. Yeah, having the little World Cup areas for them and stuff. And Tinkers.
And the fan parking and pinnacle deal. And so, I mean.
Yeah, I think that made a huge difference for us too, because our vendors were able to park.
Yeah.
Close so that they could haul all of their stuff, and we had some really cool stuff over there.
And I think the vendors. I think it worked out well for both.
It did, all of them.
That was a good collaboration.
Yeah. I do have one quick question, and I don't know if Kate is going to bring it up, but I'm curious for him. The gate, the single gate by the bathroom this morning was off hinges. Do you know anything about that from yesterday, by chance, Engineer Rodeo?
When we left, it was on.
That's Kate.
Brad and I was the last ones to.
Was that a gate that was unlocked, that had remained locked?
Mm-hmm. And so I don't know if it just got pulled off, because it was right there, I think, just looking from pictures while you guys did a watch. So I was just curious if that was taken off and then just forgot to put that, read this back pictures and stuff. Or?
I didn't notice it. I didn't. Like I say, Brad and I closed the doors on the pavilion and was the last ones out of there.
Yeah, the. Because the double ones was still open, but that single one that's on the sidewalk, that one was the one that was off. And it was locked, so I'd imagine, you guys probably wanted it open. So that was a open.
And it may not have been the rodeo, it may have been an individual that decided upon themselves to make it happen.
I was just curious if you knew.
Brent had the keys to unlock them all.
Okay.
But there was one lock somewhere that was an oddball because they didn't have enough locks for everything, and it may have been one that couldn't be unlocked.
That was the only thing I noticed, so I was just curious, which, I mean, it's fixable, easy, but...
It was? So they just didn't remember to unlock it or something, and somebody took it upon themselves, probably.
Yeah, it was because it wasn't like that Sunday night.
Mm-hmm. Something to work on. Put back together?
Cade was getting it. I was just curious about it as well.
Did the tables, we left the tables in the pavilion, did that help you guys with stuff, having those lifetime tables?
Yes.
So we'll make sure.
Wipe them off, fold them up, and set them back.
So we'll make sure that we leave them out. So if you guys do need them again, they're there with the canopies.
And I thought about that, I was like, I didn't even think about the junior rodeo, the pavilion. So hopefully they were out of the way.
I don't think the canopies got used.
We just thought about leaving stuff out so that if it was needed, it would be there too.
We didn't put all of the wooden tables back in there.
No, you didn't need to. We moved them out because with the dirt pile we've got going over here, we had to rearrange some things on that. So we had we had vendors in the pavilion, and the picnic tables just don't work for that. The seating you can't get between and lean over without falling. So we moved the picnic tables out.
And a lot of people actually liked them.
They were used.
Saturday down in the shade.
Yeah.
Right there.
There was a lot of people that hit the food trucks and then lined up all along that fence with food to eat.
With the fence being moved, is it going to continue to get watered and mowed on the rodeo ground side of the fence?
I think so.
I was going to say, Jesse's shaking his head yes, so I'm going to say yes.
I'm just wondering for in the future. There is some kids that take their horses over there and they're in the shade. And I don't know what to do about that. Whether we're just going to have to...
Inside the fence though, right?
On the rodeo ground side of the fence. We didn't want... And that's why they kept the gates locked until it was time to do the prizes. That's it. That's... Keep the horses in there. I mean, we got to let have the one by the ticket booth open, I guess. And I think the one right straight west of the bathroom is open the whole time. So they can come out this way, but some people park their horse trailers up here in the paved parking lot, too. I don't know what to do about that.
So maybe those couple gates that you do leave open, you get some no horse signs at that point, stating no horses beyond this point.
And if for the junior rodeo, if we can use the boats, the boat storage for parking, it would take the pressure off of that paved parking lot too up here. We could enforce the no horses up there.
I think that makes some sense if we can coordinate that.
Yeah, that's why we made the investment in that property was to accommodate.
So Jordan and I took a little walk around the grounds. One of the ideas that we discussed is on 4th of July and Labor Day weekend, we're going to see if we can bring in extra dumpsters. The trash is unbelievable right now. The one down at the store is horrific. We've got great big boxes and clear full garbage cans all over here. So we're going to try and maybe bring in another dumpster, just have it for just the weekend, not the whole summer, because they're pricey.
How many do we bring in? Does
the road bring us? I think you brought five or six
that we do for that weekend.
The big boxes right by the pavilion.
Uh-huh.
The dumpsters were full. I left the boxes there. we got one dumpster over in Tinkersfield. I'm going to go move it right now. And I was going to throw the boxes in it.
Okay, and we don't know where they came from. We just know that
they're,
all of the trash
ours.
It was full.
I just left them for
they were just
for
full.
Thank you. No, you're good. Thank you. Glad to know they're going to get taken care of.
No, it was all over town. Everybody's.
Yeah, between the two at the car wash, there is bad. I feel bad for Nick.
Well, he's, people even drop off garbage to the trailer parks.
Yeah.
Garbage cans on
this
weekend, too.
We had a giant ceiling fan at the Sinclair this afternoon.
Yeah, they're still all doing their household stuff in those dumpsters, and I don't know how to stop it.
I don't know that we can.
Yes, and I don't know either. I don't know that we can.
I've been at the gas station early in the morning, and locals going to work take their garbage and throw it in the dumpster.
They are.
Yeah, I was talking to Nick. He said his weight hasn't gone down, but his amount of garbage cans has gone down. He's like, everyone's just using all the others when he had to raise his prices, but, yeah.
Okay. Well, good. Thanks for that report and for all the effort and good success. All right. Well, why don't we take, we're a little bit late, but let's take a recess so we can conduct our Municipal Building Authority meeting. It's 9:42. We'll come back as soon as we're done with the MBA meeting.